tam tu sava. Shreyascha Preyascha, these two parts, the Shreya and Preya. I'm using those two words because they are beautiful words. Shreya, the path of the good, the noble path, and Preya, the pleasant path. These two, Preyascha, Manushya Medastau Samparitya Vinvinakti Dhiraha. Both of them are presenting themselves at every moment. Just now. Meditation is over. In the meditation class itself, you know, sleep has come beautifully. And when you went to the room, is the next item of the program, Swami is taking wherever. Let me rest a little. You lay down in the bed. Now, here are the two paths available now. The good, to get up from the bed and come to the class. Good. Pleasant. Very pleasant, honestly. Every moment. Shreyascha Preyascha. It constantly comes in your mind or in the world outside. These two paths are constantly open to you. It is you who have to choose, judge. But the average man, carried away by the sensuous pleasures and the desires in him, he always chooses the path of the blessing. But dhiraha, one who has quietened the mind and is intelligent, discriminative, such people. Samparitya, I mean, he renounces the path of the pleasant and then follows the path of the good, uncompromisingly the path of the good. Shreyohi dhiro. Dhira purusha, buddhi. Dhira purusha, intelligent man. Always follows the path of the good alone. Abhipreyaso vrinite. He vrinite. Abhi. Than, more than, prayer, the pleasant path. He always chooses the path of the good, though the path of the pleasant is also very much available for him. But he rejects it. He follows it. Vrinite, vrinite, you choose. This is the choice that always man has got the choice. Freedom of choice. They are not destined to be bad or good. There will be, because of the past habits, vasanas, you will be having a tendency towards it. But even though you got a tendency, the Lord has also given you the strength to say no to yourself and live up to the convictions and the higher values. The dhira purusha, one who has taken the responsibility of his own life, who is trying to live as an intelligent and discriminative person, not sinking into the level of the mind and according to the instincts and impulses living. That is the privilege of an animal and not the dignity of a human being. But one who is as a dignified human being, intellectually assertive, discriminates. No, that is a pleasant path. This is the Shreya path, the noble path. I will follow that. He abhiprayase vrinite vrinito vrinite preyo mando yogachemad vrinite. And mandaha, mandaha, stupid, dull-witted, mandaha. Manda purusha, not the clear thinker, but a manda buddhi. Manda buddhi, dull-witted person. He always chooses prayer, the path of the pleasant. The path of the least obstruction, least tension. Sweets coming in front of me. My higher intellect says, don't touch it, don't touch it. Your sugar is high, sugar is high. Doctor is not looking. Then they come out and say, oh, 2%, 4%, 5%. You suffer. Will you suffer? Oh God, why are you giving me the suffering? When I am doing your work, why not you protect me? Why? I followed the path of the pleasant. I suffer. Even the sweet comes. The devotee is giving it his right. But you are right. I'm not feeling all right today. Remove it. But then, pleasant. You understand? I am giving you the example, not that I am doing it, but. You will understand. That's what I mean. Every moment, every one of us do it. Cheating or looting or plundering or thieving. Why the thief thieves? He thinks that I have not got it. He has got it. No. I have no chance of getting it. Isn't it? Why do you put it in your handbag? In the supermarket? They do it. Why? Perfume. It's a small bottle, but it is very costly. I don't know. But I like it. And by the time you reach there, ma'am, would you come here, please? Oh Lord. You see, you suffer. Why the suffering came? Hey, why? That bottle there in the bazaar should not have given you sorrow. But I took it. Why? I felt like. Did not at that time your intellect said that don't do it, your father has never done it, your mother has never done it, nobody has done it in your family, you should not start this career. Yes, he said it, but to be good and say no, that courage I was not there, I was tempted means you pursued the path of the pleasant, everywhere. Prayo mandan, mandabuddhi, who have not got the strong intellectually not developed well, then like an animal, just living upon the temptation of the moment, lives. But an animal, when it is doing wrong thing, it is excused because it has no intelligence. But the intelligent man doing it. But that is what we find in 98% of the cases. Yoga-kshema, his anxiety to yoga, to acquire. Kshema, to preserve. For yoga-kshema, to acquire and gain a happiness from the outer world. That is all that the goal that he knows. And therefore he indulges himself in the passing temptations of life.